The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning what's called a remedial investigation at Fort Glenn, a former defense site on Umnak Island. The goal is to figure out what military contaminants have been left there. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
Umnak Island in the Eastern Aleutians is home to a cattle ranching operation, an active volcano, and just a couple dozen people. But during World War II, the island was used as a defense garrison and army airfield. The site provided support to the nearby Dutch Harbor Naval Base, and counterattacks against the Japanese were launched from there. Today, dangerous military materials can still be found. This summer, the Army Corps of Engineers will try to determine what's left and where using environmental sampling. That information will let them decide what sort of cleanup is needed on the island. Here's project manager Kerry Kosaboom.
We need to get a good handle on how much of this is remaining so that we can plan subsequent year removal actions, because it's very expensive when you start talking chemical warfare munitions just to get out there with the type of disposal equipment that's needed.
This isn't the first time the Corps has looked for contaminants on Umnak. About 10 years ago, they investigated for fuel and hazardous chemicals. The last work done there on this issue was conducted by the Army EOD, or Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit.
There was a response back in, I think it was 2004, when the Army EOD went out there to look at some reported pits that had some bombs in them, and they did a removal action, which means they actually blew them up, but they didn't complete the job.
Now the Army Corps will pick up that work again, and they'll devote extra time to looking for chemical warfare materials that might be on the island, like mustard gas.
There was a university professor from Maryland, Dr. Calkins. He contacted the Corps in 2002, and he suggested that before he left the island, that he was directed to bury some ordnance rounds of mustard gas. And they were fearful that the Japanese might take over the island, so rather than leave them for the Japanese, they decided to bury them. And this was not known to us until 2002.
According to Kosaboom, ranching operations will not be affected. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.